Can't sit there.
Here.
You're too big. We are joined in the media center by our Mellow Yellow Series Funny Car winner, Matt Hagan. Matt raced J.R. Todd in the final round. Matt picking up his first win of the 2019 season in the Mopar Pennzoil Sandvik Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat. Matt's last win was Epping 2018. Last final round was in Vegas. The car's crew chief by Dickie Venables. Matt, huge victory. A lot of people thought you were going to have a good weekend when you were the only car to get down the racetrack on Friday.
Well, I think the Friday thing was a little bit of luck. You know what I mean? If the wind would have blown in the wrong direction, it probably would have come loose. But, you know, hats off to Dickie Venables. You know, the guy won the race, that's for sure. You know, he had a race car underneath me that was going down the racetrack every lap, gave me a lot of confidence. And, you know, the lights out here were really long. Like, they you almost had to kind of you think go, and then you go in your mind, but then it's like, I still got to wait, you know, so you're up there thinking. So my lights were a little bit off. You know, I was in the 80s all weekend, and, you know, I got pumped up and had a 40 in the final. But at the end of the day, you know, it was one of those things where Dickie put a great race car underneath me, and he gave me the car that you know, it didn't really matter whether my lights were great or not, you know. So, like I said, he won this race. It goes to him for sure. Mike Knudsen, my entire team that came back with me this year, has been great. But, you know, for us, it's huge because it's the first win with the new Hellcat body. And Mopar has made they've spent so much money in R&D and, you know, just designing a new look and a new body with this Hellcat that's supposed to, you know, it's better performance. And it's just nice to put it in a winner's circle and be able to you know, show them some of what their hard work has paid off, you know. But I'm just, you know, it's early in the season, and I'm really excited that we got some pressure off and we got a Wally on the you know, back in the trophy case. And you know, we got a lot more racing to do. I think we're going to test tomorrow and make some more runs and try some different things. But I really felt like Dickie Venables figured some stuff out in the you know, in the clutch side of things this weekend. So just the confidence is there.
We're going to open it up to questions from any members of the media. Anybody have any questions? Yes, Allison.
Lots of milestones for you this weekend. It was win number 30 for you out of 55 final rounds. Win number 150, Funny Car 150 for DSR. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, those are some huge milestones. I mean, to be driving for Don for a few years and be able to win 30 races, you know, and as 150, you know, races in Funny Car, that's it's pretty cool that out of 150, you know, I've got 30 of them in there. You know, that's a chunk for as long as Don's been doing this and stuff like that. So it just goes to show you that I've been put around really good people and really driven crew chiefs and individuals that work hard. And you know, honestly, Dickie is one of the best out here, and I'm just really glad to have him in our corner. Glad to have him at DSR, you know, and we're looking forward to this season. You know, I mean, JR is a great driver. He's a world champ, you know, but and there's nothing but respect for him. But you know, it's a new year and a new season, and we got to go out here and make our own way again.
Is there anything, Matt, that you haven't been asked that you want people to know after this victory?
Yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, it's our fans. You know, I was really glad that NHRA came out here after that Friday session and prepped the track well, and you know, we were able to put on a great show for our fans. And honestly, without putting on side-by-side drag racing, we won't have fans, you know. So I think that, you know, the team owners and the drivers got – I mean, the team owners and NHRA got together. They were talking about some prep and doing some different things. And from Saturday on, I really felt like we had a great racetrack and a great side-by-side show for our fans that pay their hard-earned money to come out here and see that. And at the end of the day, I love winning and I love racing, but we're showmen, and we're here to put on a show. We're out here for everybody's mouth to drop open and go, wow, did you see that, you know. And that's why they're paying their money to come here. But like I said, I just love our fans. I love our sport, and I just want to say thank you to our fans for supporting what we do.
Matt, thank you very much. Congratulations on winning the Magic Dry Arizona Nationals.
Thank you.